For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. State Representative Charles Booker is one of the 10 Democrats running to take Mitch McConnell's Senate seat this November. Booker struggled to get attention early in the race, but has seized the spotlight after protests over police violence rocked his hometown of Louisville. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton has this profile.
The morning after David McAtee was shot and killed by National Guard members, his body laid outside for almost 14 hours while police investigated. Hundreds gathered nearby, and Charles Booker was there. He spoke through a megaphone, urging people to be calm and not run across the street as officials prepared to remove the body from the scene.
We need to honor his life and let them get him out of here, and then we handle what we need to handle. But I'm asking y'all to consider letting them remove the body, and then we talk about what we need to do.
Booker is a freshman state representative. He's 35 years old, he's black, and he's lived in West Louisville his whole life.
All my family's from down here. Y'all my family. I will jump in front of them for y'all right now. I don't care.
Though he's only been in the legislature for about a year and a half, Booker has been a voice for people frustrated with racism and injustice. And he's spoken out about it when he sees it, like last year when Booker went a little over time explaining his vote against an anti-abortion bill.
My life matters too, Speaker.
You are out of order. Your 3 minutes are up.
The speaker had gaveled down Booker for going over the time limit for explaining his vote. That's actually pretty normal. But then something that doesn't usually happen did. Paducah Republican Representative Randy Bridges stood up and yelled at Booker to sit down. That's not normal, and Booker called him out for it. A couple months later, Booker was in Paducah, Bridges' home turf, ahead of the annual Fancy Farm political event. He said the incident reminded him of other times in history people were told to sit down.
I thought about my granddad, who fought to desegregate his job back in Louisville. I thought about Kentuckians like you all that never sit down, that never give up, that fight every day. And I said, you know what? I cannot sit down.
Booker has been running for Senate since January. By then, there was already a high-profile candidate in the Democratic race to take on Mitch McConnell, Amy McGrath, the retired Marine fighter pilot who's gotten national attention and raised millions of dollars. And McGrath continued to suck up most of the funding and attention in the Democratic primary. That is, until a couple weeks ago, when people in Booker's hometown of Louisville took to the streets to protest the police killing of Breonna Taylor. And Booker joined them.
This is a very horrific incident. Inexplicable in the fact that it happened months ago and no one really knew these details means that there's a lot of apologies that need to be rendered.
Because of his near constant presence during the protests, he's become familiar to a lot of people who didn't know him before, like Lynn Berry, who heard him speak after McAtee's death.
For me, I love politics. I'm real woke to politics. Yeah. I have not paid enough attention to him as of yet. He is catching my attention. It matters to me that he's present, so it means it goes a long way.
The question remains if Booker has built up the name recognition and support across the state to overcome McGrath, who's been campaigning for nearly a year and ran a high-profile race for Congress in 2018, which she lost. But many progressive voters have become dissatisfied with McGrath. She initially said she would have voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, then retracted it. She's also said she would work with President Donald Trump on some issues. Booker is betting on those voters showing up for him. In a recent ad, he went after McGrath, suggesting that she'd just help Trump get his way.
In this crisis, Kentucky needs a real Democrat to take on Mitch McConnell.
Democrats running statewide elections in increasingly Republican Kentucky usually worry about straying too far from the center, but policy-wise, Booker is progressive. He supports Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, and universal basic income. In the legislature, he's fought for criminal justice reform, gun safety, and against abortion restrictions. I'm Ryland Barton in Louisville.